Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you listen to us from. Thank you for downloading us. We, of course, are sponsored by Life's First Naturals, the makers of Truebiotics and Bovine Colostrum, two products, two things, two choices that I take every day. They're really good. Go to their website, LifesFirstNaturals.com, and see the randomized double-blind controlled trials, and maybe you'll understand why I take them. And we can go into that at a later time, not as part of this advertisement, but as part of the ad. Go to their website and you'll see the randomized double-blind controlled trials. That's Life's First Naturals, Life's, L-I-F-E-S, firstnaturals.com. The second sponsor is our own Longevity Playbook. Go to their website, longevityplaybook.com. Soon there'll be a coaching program where you can get coached to longevity. But in the meantime, we have a great weekly newsletter that goes over important things like why potassium should be part of your salt. That is, that you buy a salt substitute that tastes just like sodium salt, but has a lot more potassium in it than the normal sodium salt, which has none. So why that is so much better for you. That's LifesFirstNaturals.com. This is 1223A, and the A's are always the latest, are the medical news of the week and what it means to you. I'm going to concentrate on two recent items, both of which have two stories in the recent press. Today's press, matter of fact. One is on the GLP drugs and what they do to both dementia risk and a colon cancer risk. And the other is on hypertension or high blood pressure and how well or not we're controlling it and why that is so important. Let's go and first start with the GLP stories. The first is a GLP-1 is tied to a lower risk for early onset of colon cancer. So this looked at people using the GLP-1 drugs and was compared the diabetics who use these versus others and when they developed colon cancer. And it turned out it was 10 years earlier. A large study. It was 1.8 million people were followed, but when they developed colon cancer, and it turned out that the colon cancer was about 8 years earlier in the people not on the GLP-1. That is, GLP-1s both delayed the onset of colon cancer and decreased its incidence by about 30%. So again, is it a benefit for losing weight? Is it a benefit for eating less? Is it a benefit for lower blood sugar? We don't know why it occurs, but it is occurring. And this is in the association study. So it's not a randomized double-blind controlled trial. It's an association comparing it. And so we don't know if there's something different about these people, but they were prepared, compared, and if you will, compared to each other groups as close as possible for all other characteristics, including their total weight. The other study is also done the same way. And again, it's over 1 million people. They looked at, this one was, when was the development of dementia and what was the reduction in risk of dementia in diabetics who are on GLP-1s compared with those who were taking other anti-diabetic medicines. So again, a type 2 diabetes group over 1 million people, 1,094,000, and again, it came out of our own Case Western Reserve University School of Medicine in Cleveland, did excellent research, and they looked at it, and it turns out that if you're taking a semaglutide, that is the Ozempic, it was a 67% reduction. This isn't a 10% reduction. 67% reduction in dementia risk compared to taking with other antidiabetics when you took one of the GLP-1s. And compared to an older, less effective GLP-1, it was a 40% reduction. So again, it is something in the GLP-1s, and we don't know what it is that decreased dementia, whether it is weight loss, or whether it is glucose control, or whether it is some other property, less food, whatever, less sugar, less alcohol, whatever it is, it was a 67% reduction in dementia. And those are the Roizen rule for younger you rule, that is, keep up to date on the anti-aging therapies, semaglutide and tirzepatide, that's Mounjaro or Zepbound, and Ozempic and Wegovy. They are now $40 a month to the British health system, much cheaper, one-tenth the cost of what they are in America at the wholesale level. So huge decrease, if you will, and substantial, if you will, benefit to these two drugs. Now, that's the message. Keep up to date, and you will see. And by the way, if everyone in America became what everyone in Great Britain will be, next year, everybody will be eligible and be given it through the National Health Service in Great Britain. If everyone in America could get that, that alone would increase life expectancy about 6 years, decrease osteoarthritis, obesity is the leading cause of osteoarthritis, decrease heart disease, stroke, memory loss, cancer, impotence, wrinkles, I mean, everything. These are, as shown here, dementia and colon cancer are just two of those. Now, these are epidemiologic studies. They aren't randomized controlled, but they are well enough done with large enough populations that you think it is very likely these will hold in larger groups and in randomized controlled trials. Now, let me switch to blood pressure, and I guess I have three or four, if you will, fun, some are not so fun, quiz questions for you on blood pressure. First is, I'm going to have you write it down or at least think it out loud to yourself. What percent of people who have high blood pressure in the United States are unaware they have high blood pressure? What percent of people in the U.S. who have high blood pressure are unaware they have it? It's 41%. 41% don't even know they have it. And this is probably the leading silent killer in America and in the world. Question two, what percent of people with high blood pressure have it under control? And maybe this isn't so fun because it's only 21%. And it is key for the long-term prevention of aging and disability. So this, again, is longevity is the next disruptor. It could be the well beyond wellness or the Roizen rule for a younger you. Get your blood pressure under control. Third question. What percent of all Americans over age 18 have high blood pressure? So the first one is what percent know they have it? That was 59% only know they have it. So 41% don't even know they have it. Only 21% of Americans with it have it under control. And 48% of us in the United States have it. So this is really big. when you're that higher number, when your heart is squeezing blood out, you want it below 125, and you want it less than when your heart is relaxing. That's called the diastolic. You want it below 85. So these are the really big stories. Now, let me tell about blood pressure control and what it means. I hope you know of the rule of 72. The rule of 72 is you divide the interest rate into 72 divided by the interest rate gives you the number of years it takes to double your money. So if you've got a 4% interest rate, 4 into 72 goes 18 times. That means it's going to take 18 years to double your money. If you had 8%, it would take half as long. 8 into 72 goes 9 times, it would be 9 years. Well, blood pressure has the same type of compound benefits. It reduces your risk by 4% in the first year you have it, but by year 18, it's 8%. It doubles. By year 36, that means when you're 54 years old, if you still have normal blood pressure, it's 16% reduction. 18 more years, by year 72, it's a 32% risk reduction of stroke, heart attack, memory loss, cancer. Crazy, right? Why should blood pressure help cancer? Because of it affects your immune system too. And by 90, it's a 64% reduction in your risk. So the longer you get your blood pressure under control, the better it is for you. Now, my last question, if your blood pressure, last quiz, if your blood pressure is now at age 45, less than 125 and less than 85, what's the chance it will be over 135 and or over 85 at age 85? It's 85%. That's right. A normal blood pressure at age 45 heralds an abnormal one in most of America by age 85. And that's one of the reasons why when I talked about potassium versus sodium salts is more important. We think it is the presence of so much sodium in our diets in America. And where's the leading cause? The leading cause is bread and pizza. It's prepared food with it, soups. A lot of food has it in there, pasta. And just substituting 2/3 of the salt, instead of you keep 1/3 of it as regular table salt, and then take 2/3 of it and make it the low salt, which is itself is 2/3 potassium. So it's 50% salt, 50% sodium salt, 50% potassium. Tastes about the same, and it is so much more healthy for you. We've gone from a ratio of 10 molecules of potassium to 1 molecule of sodium in our diet in 1900 to now 0.7. That is, we are less potassium. We've reduced it, what is that, by about 20-fold or 18-fold, something like that, in our diet. We need to get potassium up again. One of the ways that I have no, they're not a sponsor, etc., is using low salt for 2/3 of your cooking salts. And you can do it with pasta that you make yourself. It really is very good that way. Or even when you make soups or whatever you use it on, use low salt for half or 2/3 of your salt. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen, episode 1223A, the latest medical news of the week and what it means to you. Thank you to our sponsors, LifeFirstNaturals.com, the makers of both Truebiotics and a great probiotic strain, as well as, in fact, it's two strains that both survive stomach acid, Lactobacillus GG strain and a bifidobacteria that's in spore form. and that both survive stomach acid, as well as the makers of bovine colostrum, something that prevents leaky gut and that seems to prevent the bloating symptoms after exercise or after certain foods. So bovine colostrum and Trubiotics at lifesfirstnaturals.com, and our other sponsor, longevityplaybook.com. Sign up for the free newsletter, one a week. They're great, and they'll tell you more about that potassium to sodium ratio, plus have a great cartoon with it. Thanks again. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen. By the way, download the B segment. We have a great guest this week talking about your veins, not only varicose veins, but your veins in general. Thanks very much for listening. We'll be back next week. We hope you are too, but especially thank you, our listeners. You're why we do this. Thanks again.